Today I want to share with you some thoughts from God's Word about peace. I believe that peace is one of the greatest gifts we can receive from God, because when we experience peace, it is equivalent to going into God's rest. Matthew 11 verse 28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And then we read in Philippians 4 verse 7 of the peace of the Lord. It says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." We all desire to experience rest in our circumstances on a daily basis. It's nice when we do not have to face conflict in relationships or tension and stress within challenges we experience. Yet it feels so impossible to achieve this rest or peace in our circumstances in the times we live in, because it is one crisis after another, one challenge after another. Relationships are difficult because emotions run high and people are at breaking point, and it feels to us like this rest and peace that the Lord speaks of in His Word just doesn't want to become a reality in our circumstances. Yet we know that everything we read in God's Word is true and is meant for us to hold on to and stand on as our truth, because Psalm 119 verse 160 and John 17 verse 17 explains it nicely to us. It says, "All your words are true, all your righteous laws are eternal. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." We also read that God's word will not come back empty, but will do what it says. As Isaiah 55 verse 11, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." So we can see that this peace and rest that God speaks of in His Word can be a reality for us every day. But how do we get there? I think the reason why we do not experience this peace and quiet as a reality is because we are waiting for the perfect conditions. We believe that when our storms of life blow over, only then will we experience rest and peace. We also often believe that when certain things fall into place in our lives, such as, for example, a new job or the right relationship, then we will experience rest and peace. Yet we all know that even if you get the job of your dreams or you are in the best relationship ever, that it does not always result in that peace and rest that one desires. Because in your wonderful relationship and best job ever, you still experience, for example, challenges many times. The storms of life are everywhere. The idea of if this or that happens in my life, then I will be happy, experiencing that rest and peace, is a wrong idea. For the rest of God and the peace of God that we desire is not something that comes when all things fall into place. We know that things fall into place today and fall out of place again tomorrow. It is the story of our lives. Yet we long for this peace and rest of the Lord every day. The easiest way I can maybe explain how we can reach the peace and quiet of God is by experiencing rest and peace in our storms of life. Even though the storm is raging around you, you still experience peace and quiet despite the challenges and circumstances and the realities. It is like a hurricane. A hurricane is a terrible, destructive storm. Yet, in the middle of the storm, in the part they call the eye, everything is calm and peaceful. In the eye, the conditions are bright sunshine with light winds, while the rest of the storm around the eye is characterized by stormy winds, thunderstorms, and heavy rain. As long as you are in the eye part, you are actually at rest and peace. But the moment you move out of the eye part of the storm, you end up in the storm's strong winds and thunderstorms with heavy rain that destroys everything. So when I look at this, I realize that the ideal place to be is naturally in the eye. Likewise, in spite of the storms that rage around us, we must be able to enter into the rest and peace of God, because the storms are not necessarily going to stop in this life. We know this because as soon as we have solved one crisis, another crisis arises. We must learn to experience God's rest and peace in spite of our storms in life, in all circumstances, every day. We must therefore basically be in the storm, but in the eye portion of the storm. And so we will experience rest and peace despite of the realities of our challenges and circumstances in our lives. So how do we get into this eye part of our storms? The eye part of our storms is where God is fully present. And where God is, there the Holy Spirit is also. Because Romans 8 verse 6 says, "The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace." For where God is, the storm must calm down. We saw it when Jesus rebuked the storm, and the storm calmed down in Matthew 8 verse 26. Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. So the secret is to find God first if you want to experience rest and peace in life, because you have to be in God's presence if you want to be in the eye part of the storm, because where God is, the storm is always quiet. Finding God involves a hunger and a desire for God every day, and a need to live and believe in God's word. God's word basically becomes your standard of living and your compass in this life. Everything you do and are, you measure by the word of God. So finding God does not involve seeking him only in our moments of need, and when the storm is quiet, we live far away from him and far away from his presence again. That's not seeking God. It involves a constant heartbeat for God in all of our lives, every day. Proverbs 8 verse 17 says, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me." The next step is to fully trust God in our storms. And this trust is equivalent to the feeling you get when somebody tells you, "I will stand behind you, fall back, I promise I will catch you." Now, these trust challenges of trusting someone to catch you are not always easy. It is difficult to fully surrender and literally trust blindly. Yet, this is exactly what we need to do if we want to experience God's peace that transcends all understanding in our circumstances. We must literally, blindly trust God. Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Jeremiah 17 verse 7, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him." Isaiah 26 verse 3 explains how we find peace when we begin to live in God's presence and fully trust him. Isaiah 26 verse 3, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." The moment when you are fully confident, the next step follows. The next step is to surrender and to basically lay down your own control. If we remind ourselves again about the trust challenge that we used as an example, then we realize something. The person who falls backward must trust the person behind him and believe that the person will catch him. Then, when the person trusts the person behind him enough, the next step will follow, which is surrendering fully and completely all control. Now, this is exactly what we must do if we want to experience God's peace and rest. We must surrender completely to God and lay down all control, because only then will we experience peace that transcends all understanding. Have you ever wondered why Philippians 4 verse 7 says that we will experience peace that transcends all understanding? It is beyond our comprehension, because we cannot believe that we are at peace and quiet in the midst of our storms. But it is also beyond our comprehension, because we need to override our own control room in our brains in order to relinquish all control. And if we can do that, then peace and rest will follow in our circumstances. It took some time in my own life to realize that I am not fully surrendering and laying down my own control in my life. I always call on God in my storms and I live in His presence, but the part where I have to surrender and relinquish control, that part I have always struggled with. It was as if I was steering this ship through the stormy waters of life. I call on God all the time and I ask instructions of what I should do. Should I turn left around the wave or right around the wave? Should the sails go up or should the sails go down? I keep asking for instructions instead of getting to the point where I leave the steering wheel and ask God to take over. If you look at this way, you actually realize how stupid it is to try and steer through the storms of life yourself and just ask for instructions all the time. Instead, you can actually rather surrender to God, who knows exactly what to do and how to take us safely through the storms of life. We surrender the moment we let go of the steering wheel, lay down control, and ask God to take over in our challenges. Because then we start to experience peace and rest. Because if we no longer have to worry about how and where we have to steer this boat through the storms of life, then we can relax and start experiencing God's peace and rest, even though we are still in the storm. Because we trust God enough to bring us safely through the storm, and therefore we can now calm down and go into the rest, because the fact remains, nothing we do anyway will be able to make a difference to the storms of life. No matter how well we think we can manage or how well we receive instructions from God, the fact remains that only God knows how to take us safely through every storm. Therefore, we must learn to let go of the steering wheel and surrender and lay down control in our challenges in this life. For in His presence, where we fully trust Him and surrender fully to Him and lay down our own control, we receive peace and rest that transcends all understanding, and in these circumstances we experience God's yoke as gentle and His burden as light. Learn to live in God's presence, trust Him and surrender, because it feels good to hand a difficult task over to someone else. That task that kept you up all night, tossing and turning, it feels good to be able to hand it over and not to have to worry about it anymore, because now it is someone else's responsibility. But how do we surrender to God? We surrender in prayer. We take our storm that rages around us in prayer to God. We leave our bundle of problems with God and we walk away without picking up our package of problems again. Because we trust God with our problems and believe that He will sort them out for us. And therefore, we walk away in faith and wait for the breakthrough. And while we wait, we experience God's rest and peace. Because we know our package of problems is with God, who is the best helmsman ever to take us through every storm of life. We find rest in the knowledge that our package of problems is at the best place ever to be solved, with God in His presence. Therefore, we are at rest and experience our peace in our challenges, and this peace transcends all understanding because the storm is still raging, but we are calm in the storm. That is why Isaiah 30 verse 15 says that in silence and trust lies our strength. So may today's message help you to experience the peace that surpasses all understanding in all your circumstances and challenges every day. This message was brought to you by Femke Malan. May you really experience God's peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you.